Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:34 Monday morning. It's a beautiful blue sky out the window. It's going to be a nice week. Maybe even some rain by the end of the week, which I guess, you know, we can use.
Well, yeah, we can use it.
Sure.
I mean, they're talking about drought already.
I know. But still, the weather's been so nice. Just keep that going. New episodes of Johnny Mosley podcast drop on Monday. So today is the day. Go to radio.com. You can find it at radioalice.com, too. And check out the new episode today.
How's that?
Sorry.
How's that show?
It's good.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, he's cute.
Well, you know. I already know that part.
He's fun. And the AP team is on this week's episode.
Very entertaining, you'd say.
It's a cute show.
Solid
listen. He and Brandon really hit it off, and he was like, you know, he's not going to let DeJesus just sit there.
No.
He was all over her, too. So it was fun. It was a good show.
You're good with being called DeJesus.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right.
She likes it. She was like, yeah, I'm used to that.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
All right.
DeJesus it is.
Well, I am not good with has none, so do not do it.
Oh, that's coming back, then. That is coming back big. Vinny has none. In case you don't know, his last name's Hassan, and he had an adorable coach who called him Hassan. Get over here.
Isn't that just great?
Mm-hmm.
Mean.
Yeah.
Bullies.
Mm.
The worst.
I guess you had a nickname, Blim, so that's good.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's not nearly as good as Hassan.
No, Hassan is excellent. Mwah. Like that is. Woo! Vinny Hassan.
Yeah, coaches, they're the best.
Mm. Well, they really do find your soft spots.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community.
Oh.
Learn more at FremontBank.com. Today is I think it's the whole week. Read Across America Day, Read Across America
Week. What specifically
week.
Are they asking
They're
us to do
They're just encouraging
here.
People to read and celebrating the joys of reading.
I can't stop reading. I don't know what my life would be like if I didn't read. I constantly have books going. There's one by my bed. I listen to one in the car.
I'm with you.
I'm just all the time reading a book.
And that's why I'm mentioning it again this morning.
Read, 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 America.
It's important.
It can only do you good.
Okay, so what can we look forward to in March?
Yeah,
we can
happening?
Look forward to your favorite time of year. We are exiting my favorite time of year right now. We're coming out of it. I love the winter.
Mm.
I love it. I love fall into winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we hit spring, it's
Spring, summer, early fall. Those are my times.
So daylight savings
winter.
Time starts this Sunday.
Oh,
we spring forward.
This Sunday.
This
wow.
Sunday, March 8th.
Feels fast.
So
it's
if
nice.
if you're a fan of that late sunset, you're coming into the good times are
That's
ahead.
Nice.
I hate it. Like, I get in bed and it's full-blown daylight.
Mm.
Right?
I don't mind that. I have blackout shades.
7:30, 8 o'clock, still daylight.
Right.
Even can hear the kids playing outside.
That's annoying. I know. Shut those kids
get
up.
Get him!
Right. Didn't your kids go home? Do you have a curfew or something? I love it, though.
The stuff kids play, too. Ugh.
So dumb. Ugh.
You hear it and you're like, wow, really? That's... You're laying in bed wishing they'd just shut up, but you're also like, is that even a thing? What are you even doing out there?
Seems like the smack and scream.
March Madness gets underway. So,
I forgot about that.
Well, college basketball, it's a big time, you know, the brackets. Also, opening day for baseball is towards the end of the month. March 26th is the first game of the season. First day of spring is March 19th.
Oh, wow.
Also, we've got St. Patrick's Day. International Women's Day is March 8th. Oh. And
we get an extra hour of that day, too, you said. Oh, no, right. I think, is it the 8th? That makes sense, because it's Sunday.
We spring forward on Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Okay. So we lose an hour?
We lose an hour, yeah. What do you mean you get an hour?
Oh, they took an hour away from us?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the crummy one.
Damn it.
But you'll get more
daylight.
You get,
right. It's worth it to have this one because you get to, but it'll still be dark right now. Well, maybe not. I can't remember one time the sun came up this morning. I was too busy worried about the two of you coughing your freaking heads up over there. Oh, my God, Oh, God. I stayed away during the worst part of what I had.
Yeah,
but you were like a quivering mess when you were in here last Tuesday.
Oh, that's true. Well,
I mean, what is he doing here?
That morning, I didn't know who to call. I mean, we already were down, you know.
I know.
Don't even know what to do. I wanted to be there for you. Best I could.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'm just, you know.
Yeah. He barely made it home. He parks out front all skewed. His windows are down. He goes in the house for 2 days, doesn't come out. He's like, hey, no one noticed my window was down?
Well, I would hope that that would have been something someone caught. But the missus is, you know, wrangling two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And really doesn't care about
downward.
Much else other than that.
Mm-hmm.
Who could blame her?
Let's keep those kids alive. That's
her
job.
I do want her to do that. Yes, absolutely. So we just passed, today is March 2nd. We just passed leap year.
Yeah.
So this is a trip. They say here, a dad in California had a daughter on Saturday, which was leap day. And that's also his birthday. He was born on February 29th, 1988. The odds of having a parent and child both have February 29th birthdays is 1 in 2.1 million.
Wow.
Play the lottery, dude.
Yeah.
This is a dude in Sacramento. I guess they had
Did
their...
Did he name his daughter Lucky?
Their daughter Camila.
Cute. That's a sweet name. Camila.
The girl's father, Ivan Penaloza, also has a leap day birthday. And was That's just weird. That's surprising, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a big birthday guy. Are you?
Oh, I love birthdays.
You do?
Sure. I mean, I don't need to have a big party for every one of them, but certainly you want to be acknowledged on your... I don't want presents, but a little, you know, I'll take a hostess cupcake and a nice dinner.
All right.
Sit around and read my book and nobody bother me. That sounds great.
Well, that's totally different. Then there are people who start the party a week early and get the whole...
A week? A week early? I think you mean this is my year. I'm going to have one of those birthdays this year and we're celebrating me all year. And we'll be doing it again next year, too.
Right.
Yeah, we know those people. But yeah, I like a surprise party too. I've had a couple surprise parties in my life. That's fun. And I've thrown a few.
I know that you have.
Yeah. It's a good time. It's fun. Just like,
I believe
somebody put some effort in.
What's that guy's name? The Grim Reaper? You had him pick me up for both of my surprise parties.
Well, your 40th and your 50th.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it's safe to say that...
We actually reenacted the whole... And, unfortunately, Diana from KCBS did not walk in the second one because that would have been... She still works here. Would have been awesome. I think all those things are in archival footage on RadioAlice.com. You can go back and look at old like stuff from your 40th, stuff from your 50th.
Well, it was the 40th is the one that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So on my 40th birthday... Unbeknownst to me, you had the Grim Reaper waiting in the elevator.
Yep.
Unbeknownst to our other employees as well,
right.
Diana, who the elevator's open and she loses her S in a way.
Well, she runs for it and screams.
She screams and freaks out and it's all on video.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Well, it's lucky that she was a good sport about it.
Yeah, she's a fun girl.
I'm the one that ran away.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm the one that...
She just stood there and had a heart attack.
She freaked out. I'm the one that actually turned, walked away, and ran for it.
We had to catch him in the in the parking garage. No, no, no. Not near your car. Into our car. No, Vinny.
Well, come on.
Really? You thought we were going to let you escape?
Well, it looks like if you want a free Egg McMuffin today, you have to download their app or do some, you have to jump through a couple hoops, but they're giving away at McDonald's free Egg McMuffins.
The McApp.
They just happen to be doing this right as Wendy's launches their breakfast, everybody. Oh. So Wendy's has gone national with their breakfast menu.
What do they have that's any good?
According to this, and I wouldn't know because it just got launched, so I haven't tasted any.
You used to live next to
the street.
Imagine
from
that. How on a Saturday morning you wouldn't be able to sleep in because it'd be like, "Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your breakfast order?" All night, all the live long day.
Looks like they have everything in McDonald's. Well, I shouldn't say that.
A lot of the biscuity stuff. Yeah,
biscuit, sausage, egg.
Croissants. Oh, yeah, it's the same crap.
Yeah, where I lived in Irvine, where I grew up, there was a complete orange groves across from our house, which they took down and put up a big strip mall. And right across from the window of my bedroom was the Wendy's. Hi, welcome to Wendy's. May we take your order? And then my friend Jason Sisko got a job there, and he would talk into the thing.
Vinny, are you still awake?
Yes.
Hey, Vinny. Hey, Hasnun. You awake, buddy?
I think
my shift's almost done. I'm going to come over right after my shift, all right? Blink the light on twice if that's okay.
I almost gave you another stupid nickname of mine and stopped myself, thankfully. Why would I tell you something like that?
What was the other one?
Nothing. Good grief.
They have something called the Breakfast Baconator.
The Baconator's their big deal. Bless you.
I don't like to have any symptoms.
You don't have any
symptoms.
I'm
scared.
You're fine.
I'm a scared man.
You're fine, Sarah. You're strong.
Besides, you're the one that you just laugh at the whole thing. Everyone around you is taking precautions.
I'm not laughing. I think they should. I'm sending my kids to the doctor all the time. Go to the doctor.
Right.
You're obviously sick.
But, you know.
Just don't. And don't put a mask on.
According to a new survey, we'll check out within 3 minutes when we're bored. We'll start randomly nodding our heads and saying, to make the other person think we're listening. But what are the topics that make us just completely tune out?
Politics.
I argue with this list because it's just wrong. The top number one subject that will make people just tune out.
Yeah.
Golf. That's the one where people go.
No, look, no one ever talks to me about golf, so I might actually hang for that. Like, if I was having to hear about golf all the time, like if, you know, John's into the Patriots, so I would totally, or any football that we're watching together.
Football's
like,
on the list, by the way.
He stops it. He's got to rewind it. He's like, look at this. Can you blah, blah, blah. Goes into this, launches into this huge, long explanation, and I'm just like, I love you. I am going to pretend with everything I've got that I care about this for you, but I am glazed the F over.
Veganism.
Oh, yeah.
On the
Please
list
stop.
Of reasons why people will tune right out from you when you're talking to them.
I think
them.
Veganism and the entire umbrella of diets and fitness are, you know, I don't want to hear about your workout. I don't want to hear about your diet. I don't want to tell you about my diet, but I will find myself doing that. People are just.
Are you still on that diet?
No, I'm off that diet.
Oh, you quit that diet?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I might have to get back on it. But
what do you
cares?
Mean?
No one wants to hear about this. No, they're all glazed over.
I want
to
hear about it.
Know.
No, you don't.
I'm asking you.
I don't know. John has lost all his weight. I didn't lose any weight, and I just feel ripped off, frankly.
You know what?
Now he's half the weight I am.
Listen to this. This morning,
less than you.
When I got up,
sucks.
And I got on the scale. 161.
Is that good?
Oh my God, that's so
incredible.
Good. I was up to 175.
God, you weighed like 140 when you got back here.
No, I weighed 149.
Oh.
I've never been that, I haven't been that light since I don't know when, but I was really light when I got back for sure. No, well, I should be about 150, 155. So the idea that I'm at 161, that's good.
You're close.
I'm close.
Well,
to where
the flu's good for something.
Football, fashion trends, beauty trends, the stock market, online dating, cars and hairstyles. Also celebrity gossip.
Yeah,
I argue
I like
that's
gossip.
Not true. People are into that.
Not all of it, though. I mean, honestly, there's only so much you can hear about the Kardashians. You got to really pick and choose. It's got to be something real juicy, you know?
Someone else's wedding?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Shut up.
Someone else's vacation?
How about someone else's dream? Dreams. Dreams are the worst.
Someone else's hopes and dreams.
Okay, their hopes and dreams. I might listen to that. But I've actually said to my girlfriend, Marion, I'm like, oh, great. You can tell me about a dream. Okay, just alert me with a hand signal when you're done talking. Nobody wants to hear that.
She loves you, though.
Oh, I love her, too. And the reason that I say that to her is because I love her and I want her to know how boring dreams are. Like, stop doing it. Don't do it. And by the way, every detail. I should tape them, bring them in. You guys would love them.
Yeah, it'd be a great bit.
Well, why don't you give her a podcast? You're starting a podcast network.
We'll call it The Dreams of Marianne. That is great. Oh, my God. I'm going to write to her right now. I'm going to send her a note.
That you've got a new gig for her.
I suddenly am interested in her dreams.
See?
Marianne, hold on.
So you can laugh at them. It's messed
hey,
up.
Comma, Vinny just had a great idea for, was it Brynn or Vinny who said that?
It was Vinny.
Okay. Vinny just had a great new idea for a podcast called The Dreams of Marianne. What do you think? Question mark.
Can she do it in like lingerie or nightgowns or something?
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
You would need to wear lingerie or nightgowns if that works for you.
Well, don't add nightgowns. Leave nightgown off there.
No nightgowns. Naked.
Thank you.
Okay.
Better.
That thing cannot understand me.
Did There's you send it?
I did.
Okay, good.
It said something about no knockouts. I don't.
Huh?
Nightgowns. Knockouts.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't listen to me. It hates me. It glazes over when I talk to it.
Well, anyway.
Then perks right up when you say something else. I'm not talking to you, sir.
I know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things that you guys sent.
All right.
Vinny, there's actually a flu shot that protects people 50 plus. I don't even want to address that.
Oh, you didn't get the old person flu shot.
Whatever.
Oh, darn it. They thought because you had young kids, you were not 50 yet. That's a,
wow,
oh boy.
Mean lady.
Vinny has none. You do it to yourself. It's true. I just haven't had you for 3 days, you know? I just stored up all these things. Self, it's true. That's what really hurts. You do it. You're the one who told us.
Can't you hear a high school wrestling coach using that against
me? Sure.
Like,
well, especially you lose a couple bouts. Hey, Vinny Asman.
It wasn't even that, because he was also the architecture, my architecture teacher,
oh,
and he
boy.
Was also the driver's ed teacher, too. Like, I saw the guy three different times a day.
Lucky.
Hey, Asnan.
Oh, my nickname for you was always Vinny Handsome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
That's really the first time I've heard that, though, so weird.
Yeah, I only say it in my head.
Okay.
But now I'm going to use it.
I was told, this is back to that story, things you thought when you were a kid.
Yes.
I was told if you swallow watermelon seeds, a watermelon would grow in your stomach.
Oh.
Or dragonflies would sew your ears shut.
Dragonflies will sew your ears shut, huh?
I never heard that.
I'm glad
one.
I didn't hear any stuff like that. I really liked bugs and crawly things and spitting. I mean, who didn't sit around spitting watermelon seeds? They don't even really have good seeds anymore. You know, they're all those sort of edible, you know, they call them seedless watermelons, but there's still some seeds in there.
The white seeds.
But when we were kids, they had big black seeds in them, and you could punch people.
Wow.
We'd have
I felt
fights.
That.
No, you didn't.
No, I really did.
Oh boy, see, I was good at it.
Now you got the coronavirus.
Great.
Yo, listen, I can't give it to him. He's the one who has it. I'm isolated at my house. Although, man, I was everywhere this weekend. God. It was actually scaring me how many people. There were people coughing. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to get it.
I have a kid around the same age as Connors.
Who's Connor?
I imagine Connie turned into Connors,
Connors
somewhere along
so
the way.
So Vinny.
My kid is an iPod Touch. Not only can you block apps and people not in an approved list from contacting your kid on the iPod, you can block internet browsing entirely or just add in a list of approved websites. We will probably do that, but the reason my kid lost her iPod for a month is her mom said, you are not to be on YouTube. And then she walked into the bedroom, flipped the... She
That's good.
I don't even remember. Like she was like, stopped a conversation, tiptoed in there, flung the blanket off, and caught her in the middle of it, and then snatched it from her and was like, you are completely disobeying me. You lose it for a month, and I'm
wow. Like, go, mom. Are
there tears?
I can't even.
Of course,
oh, yeah.
There are tears.
But I can't even.
She was in the middle of a video, man.
A month
is forever for a kid.
Yeah.
Forever.
I know.
Oh. She's going to forget that those things even exist by the time the month rolls around. Someone else was saying you should get her a shuffle so she can only have music.
Well, I didn't. I already bought the thing. I mean, I just wanted to share music with her.
Give it back to her on her 16th birthday and just get her a shuffle.
And I want her to love
and
music.
And you load the songs you want her to hear.
My 10-year-old, 10 years ago, my then 10-year-old searched boobs on his iPod.
Mm.
That was a big hit. My song.
Yes. Well, I hope that it started streaming immediately.
Right.
It's a sweet song. It's an innocent song.
Well-written song.
Oh, my God. Like, just so meticulously crafted. This probably took, I don't know, what do you think, 3 months to write, probably?
Not for Vinny, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe more like 3 minutes?
I was inspired.
It comes naturally for him.
Oh, I thought I was about to start. Anyway. I mean,
boobs are cool. They make me drool.
Love my sister, 707. You remember it all these years later.
How could I forget? It's like burnt in my cerebrum.
My sister works for the county in South Bay. According to her, the public isn't being told the truth about how many people have been exposed to the coronavirus.
Well, they're trying to keep us calm, you know. You almost can't blame them for not telling us.
We need to know, though.
I need to know.
We're already freaking out.
I know. Yeah, you tell us the truth, we're going to lose our minds. Oh, I need to know. If you think you're going to sneeze, then you better say so.
How could Tom Petty be dead?
I don't know. How
is that
so
possible?
Wrong? Oh. We're going to do music after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.